Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities, my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask any sister that's listening today that she just has her eyes open, that it is your Holy Spirit and your Holy Spirit alone that is going to guide her, protect her, keep her safe, and how important he is during these times of judgment, and that she really humbles herself and sees him as the precious reward and prize that he is, and just goes after him and asks to be filled with him on a regular, consistent basis, and fasts to be filled with him, so that she can see and understand these things for her salvation, safekeeping, and for the salvation and safekeeping of her loved ones as well. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I just talked in the previous podcast about the field, using the field as an example of what it looks like during sort of the harvest of weeds, okay? And looking out into a field and everything looks okay, but there's a whole bunch of weeds under the surface. It just hasn't hit that season to where they blossom yet, and then the season comes and the weeds pop up and blossom, and the field is covered in hideous weeds, okay? Just have some scripture referring to this sort of thing. This is Ezekiel chapter 7, starting at verse 10. It says, "Behold the day, behold, it is come. The morning is gone forth. The rod hath blossomed. Pride hath budded. Violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor of any of theirs, neither shall there be wailing for them. The time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all the multitude thereof." Okay, I just want you to think about how proud this country is, okay? And think about that verse, okay? Behold, okay, he says, pride hath budded. It's not good, ladies. You need to get ready, okay? You need to get ready, okay? Where it says violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness, okay? All that's inside of people that they can manage and handle, okay? That maybe is really wicked, but they can control it because things aren't that bad. That's not going to be the case when things get bad. Okay, when things get really bad, they're not going to be able to control that. They're not going to have any power over it. And so many people are carrying spirits. So many people are carrying spirits. Okay, unclean spirits, ladies. So you need to really, really, really take heed during this season and learn what you need to learn and change how you need to change and just pray and seek after God so you're prepared for that time. Okay, ladies. So talking about hearing the Holy Spirit, because you're going to need to be governed by him. He's the only one that's going to keep you safe. When he says go, you go. When he says stop, you stop. Okay, you really need to learn how to hear him and to seek after him. We talked about it in the previous podcast about how he talks. He talks in a lot of ways. Okay, once again, you need to read your Bible from cover to cover. When you're done, read it again. That is the best way to get familiar with how he sounds. Okay, is just to have that Bible in your mind continually, and then let the Bible play in your car, okay, when you're driving back and forth. Just have it, you know, for someplace in your iPod, okay, or your whatever, your phone listening device, whatever, your headphones, If you're in the house, put it on the speakers in your house. Let it play in the house, okay? Just be filled and surrounded with the Word of God. That's really important. And then another really good way that you might find the Holy Spirit teaching you how to test Him, not test Him, but you need to test the spirits to find out if it's Him, is you've got some sort of a task that you need to do, okay? And it's difficult or whatever. It's going to take a while or something. It's a task typically that stresses you out sometimes, okay? The Holy Spirit, which you'll find sometimes, will be trying to govern it for you, okay? And have you just listen to Him, and He tells you how to do it, okay? This is a really good way to really test and see if you are hearing Him and if you're obeying Him. Because what you'll see is you'll be doing something, and you kind of humble yourself and be like, okay, let me just kind of listen and see how He tells me to do this, okay? And really the way that you kind of, because it's just, He talks often, He talks in many ways. Okay, we'll talk about it more as we proceed. But like I mentioned before, one of the most common ways He talks is just in thoughts. You get a thought, okay? Or you start thinking and pondering something, and your mind starts going in a certain direction, okay? And it bears that good fruit, and you see something, you know, just your mind changing and turning in a way that's godly, okay? But then also too, you'll get a thought, you're doing something, and He'll say, you know, start over there. Okay. And you are, he's humble and He doesn't speak of Himself. So you don't know it's Him. You just think it's a thought and you go, oh, I'm not going to do that. It's going to take too long. Let me go over here and do this first. Okay. And you do it and you find out the job just didn't go well. And you're like, oh, I should have listened to that. Okay. Something told me, you hear this so often with Christians, you know, something told me I should have, you know, started over there, okay? Or something told me I should have done it this way. And if I did do it that way, look at that. It would have went better. That's usually the Holy Spirit, okay? He was trying to get a hold of you and tell you how to do things, okay? And when you don't listen to Him, okay, you always want to repent, okay? He is drawn to humility, okay? He's not like the world where you have to like protect yourself and, you know, be all guarded. He's the opposite. So He likes humility. So if you sit there and all of a sudden you have this revelation, okay, that's how the Holy Spirit works. Oh, that was Him. I was supposed to listen to Him and do it that way. If I had, I would have been done by now. And it would have been much easier. Oh my goodness, I didn't listen to Him. That was the Spirit. What you want to do is be very sorry in your heart. Okay. All right. You want to treasure that and see that as a diamond. And say, oh my goodness, I didn't take it. I'm so sorry. Please don't let me do that again. Okay. Because He loves that blood. He loves that washing. He loves that humility. Okay. He's drawn to humility. Okay. And so when you do that, okay, you'll have Him more and more. Okay. But if you just, you know, sort of ignore it and walk in pride, then you're not going to have that. Okay. Let's go ahead and leave it there. Today. Father, I just ask for any sister starting her day that she has a fruitful day for you, abounding in the Spirit and bearing fruit for you. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal